Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Shalom. It's a blessing to be in the house with you again. Also, thankful for those that are tuning in on iChurch that is streaming now in English and in Spanish. Our regular translator, Alex, is on vacation. So please welcome, for the last 2 weeks, Elias Rodriguez, who is, he's behind the glass, but that's okay, he's there, and we thank him for stepping in while Alex Jancic is on vacation. So if you would, bear with me, I'm getting my bearings back, to getting back on the subject that I left you with when we were talking. Our subject is about declaring and decreeing. It's part of our theme for the month of July. Everything in His Word is designed to prepare us not only for the life after, but for life here. Because, you know, I love Sundays. I love coming together. I love the atmosphere. I love seeing like-minded saints coming together in worship and us like sharpening each other, encouraging each other, loving on each other. I love that. But we got to go back into the world on Monday. Who got to go back into the world? Who got to go back amongst the wolves and the lions and the tigers and the bears? Oh my! You know, we got to do that. And so His Word is designed to prepare us for that. He told us that I send you as what? Sheep among what? Wolves. He told us that. But He told us that if we would just follow His way, follow His Word, we'd be prepared for every situation. And so we got to understand this. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, there's an attack on the church. Straight up, there's an attack on the church. And it's not just our church, it's the ecclesia, the entire church world. Because, check this out, the church is the most powerful entity on the planet. Why is that? Because we're about Yahweh. We're His children. And there are a lot of churches, but the true church, that is the true ecclesia that's actually doing the word, that are not just hearers, but doers of the word. So there's an attack on that entity. Why? Because Satan uses spiritual forces to win. So if Satan is using spiritual forces to come against you, and well, really to attack the church, guess who's in the crosshairs? Tell your neighbor, we in the crosshairs. Tell them you in the crosshairs. Maybe that'll make it. Because that will give them the impression that there's a weapon pointed right at them that the enemy has. But the word tells us that, hey, there will be a weapon formed, but no weapon formed against us will prosper. That's hard. That's the difference. Listen, some people trip because there's a weapon formed. Why are they attacking me? Well, duh. It's a part of the territory. But the word assures you that that weapon that is formed, that has your name on it, that is being pointed at you, it may be formed, but it will not prosper. Say that. Tell your neighbor, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Because there's going to be a weapon. Tell your neighbor, there's going to be a weapon. It just won't prosper. I mean, we got to encourage each other because there are going to be weapons. And if anybody tells you there's not going to be weapon, they're lying. Because the word already told you there was one. Pointed directly at you. Pointed at your family. Pointed at your spouses. Pointed at your kids, your significant other. So if Satan is using spiritual forces to fight against you, what you gonna do? You gotta use spiritual forces to fight against him. And that's why the word told you to put on what? The whole armor. That you will stand, what? In the time when the wicked one will come. So you will be able to stand. And so we have to understand that our mouth is a powerful weapon. When we use the word in that, it makes it nuclear. You have the power of life and death in what you say. And he's given us the words to say. So it's not like, I don't know what to say. He's given you the word. This is a script. Your Bible, the word of Yahweh, is a script on what to say about any situation against any demon, right? And so we've got to start using the spiritual tools. So I wanted to share some definitions with you really quickly as somewhat of a review, because it's been a week or so that we have not been able to connect. So I just want to remind you of some of the things we talked about. So the definition of the word declare comes from the Hebrew word asfa, and it means to make known or to set forth an accounting. Now, when you go on a trip abroad and when you try to bring things to customs, they ask you, what do you have to declare? That means, what is it that you have that you're stating that you're in possession of? So that we know what you have. So when you declare something, you're making it known something that you already have. Get that. Understand that, right? And you set forth that accounting of what you already have. And so we talked about earlier that, hey, the word says, let the redeemed of Yahweh say so. So if you're saved and if you're redeemed, you just don't keep your mouth closed. Say, I'm saved and I'm redeemed. Because something supernatural happens when you declare or you reiterate what you have. Right? Something happens when you say, I'm victorious. Something happens when the word says, let the weak say, I'm strong. So if you're feeling weak, say what? I'm strong. Something happens. And you got to start understanding that you got to start thinking supernaturally. You're not going to win your victory in the natural. Because there's natural victory in. But things happen in the spiritual realm first. So you got to declare your victory in the spiritual realm, in the supernatural realm, and then pull it down here to earth. So that's what you're doing. You're declaring what you already have. And the English definition of decree is a statement of truth that carries the authority of a court order. So in a decree, you're making something happen, right? If the court decrees that you're going to have to serve time, I pray that That's not your circumstance, right? But that's someone with authority decrees or makes a statement of truth that carries that authority that says something is going to happen. So in spiritual terms, when you decree something, it's something that you don't have yet, but you want it best. So you decree that thing, grab hold of that thing, because you want it to happen. You establish that thing, and you bring it on down here to earth. That's what the scripture tells us. Let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Why does it say on earth? Because it's already done in heaven, but you want it to manifest on earth, right? So say if you ain't got no peace, you don't have no peace. You say, I decree my peace in Yeshua's name. Come on. Because we have a we can say, you know, I'm losing my mind. Guess what? Your mind will be lost. But if you say, in the name of Yeshua, I decree my peace. Because you may not have it yet. I decree my peace in Yeshua's name. And when he gives you your peace, then you declare your peace. I got it now. I declare my peace in Yeshua's mighty name. So whatever it is that you need, you what? Decree it. Whatever you have, you what? Declare it. Ask your neighbor what you declaring and what you decreeing. This is a weapon. This is a weapon. And you have to use it. And he's expecting you to use it. Because listen, when you say something, it could be a powerful thing. Be it good or be it bad. So understanding that dynamic exists, you should be conscious. Come on, and we got to be conscious of what's coming out your mouth. Are we going to speak words of victory? Or are we going to speak words of defeat? All right? And so I'm going to add another dynamic to this. So in the spiritual realm, when we decree something, something happens. What is the dynamic that actually brings something from heaven here on earth? Something that we don't already have. Because the enemy doesn't want you to have it. So the word decree comes from the Hebrew word gazar, which means to divide, separate, and destroy. So what does that mean? If you want something, we pull it down, we divide it out. What we want, we pull it out, and we establish it. And then we separate ourselves from anything that is against it. And when we do that, that destroys the enemy's plan to interfere with us obtaining. All right. Come on now. Say divide. Separate. Destroy. Because if you don't have something that you should have, the enemy don't want you to have it. Because if you have it, then it messes his thing up. Because his whole thing is to separate you from Yahweh. So what it is that if you want your peace, you better what? Divide, get that peace, establish it, separate yourselves from anything that tries to come against that peace. Sometimes that means people. We saw it. Go here. You don't take my word for it. Take his word for it. Go here. Go to Mark, the 5th chapter, 38th verse. Now, Yeshua was on his way to Jairus' house. Jairus, but there's no J in the Hebrew language, so it's Jairus. To his house because his daughter was dead. So they were called on Yeshua because evidently they felt like if the girl is dead and they don't like that circumstance, well, Yeshua's going to come and he's going to change everything. Then why are you calling him? And so it says, the 38th verse says, and he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and see if the tumult, because there was a bunch of people there, they were upset, and them that wept and wailed greatly. 38th verse. 39th verse says, and when he was come in, when Yeshua was come in, he said unto them, why are y'all making this ado? Meaning, why are y'all making all this noise? Because they were weeping, and they were wailing, and they were tripping. Why? Because the girl was dead. I mean, dead, dead. Funeral home, dead. And he walks into that situation and says, what's wrong with y'all? He said, the damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. He's declaring her being alive. And then what happens in the 40th verse? And they laughed him to scorn. Anybody been laughed at to scorn? Yeah. To scorn means you just laugh at somebody. You clown on somebody. To the point where you feeling like, they laughing at me. Why were they laughing at him? Because his decree was so outrageous. It was out there. It's out there when you say a girl that is dead is just sleeping. So they laughed at me. Well, let's go back then. Let's go back to the definition of decree in the Hebrew. See, I gotta keep y'all like connected. Divide, separate, and destroy. Pull down the fact that you want this girl to live. Then separate yourself from anything that is against the girl living. So let's go back to scripture. What are Yeshua doing when them folks was laughing and scorning? But when he had put them all out, when are we going to get to the point where we're going to decree a thing? And when somebody says, oh, you crazy, that's not going to happen, get on out of here. The God that I serve says that's available to me. And it's not. See, a lot of us are scared. We don't want nobody laughing at us. We don't want nobody making fun. So we're not going to decree something that seems too outrageous. Come on. But somebody in here needs some outrageous stuff. Somebody in here needs some impossible stuff. And Yahweh's looking for some people that don't care how impossible the thing looks. They'll speak the word on it and let it manifest it. He wants to do some crazy, outrageous stuff. He's waiting. I'm just curious. Does anybody need something just this way out? So it exists. So it exists. So there's some crazy way out stuff that you need. Somebody say right now. Well, divide it out. Separate yourself from the folks. So Yeshua had to tell them folks, get on out of here. The folks that didn't believe and they were laughing, get on out of here. And see, what we do is we allow those haters to still hang around. See, those haters will stand in the way of what Yahweh wants to manifest in your life. And you got to tell them haters, you got to go. Because I want what has for me manifested, and I don't need your negativity. I don't need your doubt. I don't need your scorn. I don't need your unbelief. I need victory. So sometimes you got to tell. Are you willing to do that? See, I don't get much of a response on that. Are you willing to do that? Because when you do that, something can happen. And so he says, put them all out, take it the father and the mother of the damsel. Because the father and mother was believing. And them that were with them that were believing and entered in where the damsel was lying. And the 41st verse says what? He took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. 42nd verse. And straightway she got up. The damsel arose and walked. Somebody praise Yahweh. She, because it happened. So you gotta be outrageous. Your faith has to be crazy. It's a crazy faith. Wow, that's a good title. Crazy faith. What is crazy faith? Something that other people just can't comprehend. And y'all was just looking for a few good saints that got some crazy faith that believes that something can happen. And so when we see that, that is part of our decree. And so when you decree something, somebody might laugh at you. But we found out earlier that it comes from someone of authority. A king can make a decree. A queen can make a decree. But last I checked, Yahweh said that you were royalty. So where the kings and the queens at, spiritually, that can decree a thing. Right? If you keep your mouth shut, you must be a slave. Because a slave doesn't believe that they have the authority to make a difference. So a slave will accept the status quo. A slave will accept the low conditions. But someone of royalty, a king or a queen, will decree exactly what it is they want, and they know that they have the authority to obtain it. So you're reigning over your situation. Tomorrow, there's going to be something that you're going to need to decree, and you're going to need to act like a king, brother. Sisters, you're going to have to decree a thing, and you need to believe that you are queen enough. Wait, are you queen enough? No, I'm asking a question. Ladies, are you queen enough? Do you believe in the authority that you have? They're like, yeah. Let me go to another demographic. Brothers, are you king enough? So you gotta believe it's not outrageous for us to believe that we're royalty, because he said we were royalty. He said we were a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. That's who we are. I'm crazy enough to believe. I'm part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That's who I am. And I'm a peculiar dude. How dare I be able to believe that I could decree the word of Yahweh and something happen? I'm crazy. The audacity. The audacity, the unmitigated gall of trying to decree something. Who gave me the authority to decree something? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he gave that to me. He gave it to me. And he's expecting me to use it. And how does he know that I used it? Because he heard me open my mouth. And it says they were with great astonishment. 42nd verse. Wow, God. He said she was asleep, and he actually woke her up. Wow. Why are we surprised when something happens that Yahweh told us it was going to happen anyway? We expected that. It's part of our faith walk. We expect it to happen. If you don't expect it to happen, that's not faith. When I see somebody sick and we lay hands on them to be healed, I believe that they will be healed. I'm just peculiar enough to believe that. And see, this is what's wrong with this day and age, is that we don't want to be peculiar. They're going to laugh at us. We don't want to be crazy. We don't want to be outrageous. But he's just looking for a few outrageous kings and queens. So let's go to the word. How do we even get this? What gives us the unmitigated gall to believe that this is available to us? Go to Romans, the 5th chapter, the 17th verse. And I'm going to show you two verses. I'm just going to share with you how I kind of do study. When I do my study, I'll go, and I'll, of course, you look at the King James Version because that is the closest to the words. And then I can able to disseminate the Greek or the Hebrew words from that version and go a little deeper study and then dig out words like I just showed you at the top when I gave the Hebrew words for declare and decree. So in this scripture, it says, this is the King James Version, for if by one man's offense, death reigned by one. So death reigned by one, right? That first Adam dude, right? Who gave it all up, you know. Much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by the other one, the second Adam. And that is Yeshua Mashiach, right? For if one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they that receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one. So that means before I was under I was under the law of sin and death, but now, and I was under the law of sin and death by Adam, the first one, right? Because Yeshua is considered to be the second Adam, right? Because he came with that new life, right? That new opportunity for us to be reconnected to Yahweh. So I was under sin and death first, but now much more that they receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. So if I'm in Yeshua Mashiach, it's saying that I'm going to reign in life now. I'm not going to be under the law of sin and death. So let's go to another. I liked the Amplified Version. It brought some understanding. And Amplified Version says, listen, read with me. For if because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned through that one. Got it? So we're talking about Adam. Because of what he did, right? Death reigned through that one, through that Adam. But much more surely will those who receive Yahweh's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself. So we get that. If we're in Yeshua, we get that. Reign as kings in life through that one man, Yeshua, Mashiach, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Come on, y'all. Come on. So, through Yeshua, if we're in Yeshua, we reign in life. Come on. So you wonder what gives me the authority to be able to believe that I can decree a thing? Because he told me. If I'm in Yeshua, I reign as kings in life. Well, where is life happening right now? Right here. So I'm not trying to say, you know, I'm going to get the Rolls Royce and all this other kind of stuff. I mean, listen. I mean, if you at that, you know. Come on. I mean, it's really not about all that stuff. You know? You don't have to have, I'm not here talking about a 20-room mansion. It's just you and your wife. You listen, let me tell you what's going to happen with the 20-room mansion. You ready? Are you ready? You got a 20-room mansion, right? 20 bedrooms and all these other things. And it's just you and your family, and you only got one child or something. Because you're going to have 20 kids? No. So you in that 20-room mansion, folks are going to be like, y'all live there? And you got all that room? Hey, Eric, you know, we hard on our luck. You and Marissa in that 20-room mansion, can we come live with you? Just for one day. Just for one day. And you say, okay. Somebody's for. Diddy. Girl, Eric and Marissa let us come live with them rent free. For real? Oh, I want to be down like that. I'm going to call Eric right now. Hey, Eric. I heard that, you know, you letting people stay with you. And it keeps what? Now, unless you want to set up some boarding house or some Airbnb, I'm with you on that. Is that what y'all want? Y'all want to set up an Airbnb? Cool. But if you, it's just y'all, how you going to even experience 20 rooms by yourself? So I think some stuff is just God's will. You got an apartment and you talking about you want to drive a Bentley. Well, let's put stuff in perspective. You know, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. And whatever else will be what? Add it unto you. I'm seeking his righteousness. I'm not seeking the Bentley. But hey, in my course of seeking his righteousness, and somebody say, hey, I want to give you a Bentley, I'll take it. But we got to put stuff what? In perspective. Because how you going to believe Yahweh for a Bentley and you not even trying to speak the stuff that you really need in your life? There's some stuff that you really need to be speaking in your life. Right? You need to be able to speak on that. You need to be able to obtain that victory. And so I'm trying to show y'all, teach y'all in the word of Yahweh that everything is available to you. You need to be in agreement you need to make some decrees for your family. You need to decree some salvation. Right? Come on, y'all. You need to decree some peace of mind. Because you're tripping. So we need to decree the right things. And that's why declaring decree has a bad rap, because people, I decree my Mercedes. Come on, y'all. Let's decree some stuff in the word first. Let's seek that spiritual stuff first. And then all the other stuff will be added unto us. So this says that we can reign as kings and queens, right? So that means when I open my mouth as royalty in the kingdom of Yahweh and decree a thing, Yahweh can manifest it if it's in line with his word. And so that's what we want through Yeshua. But the key is you have to be what? In right standing in Yeshua. And if you're in Yeshua, then you will reign in life through him, right? So go here to Mark, the first chapter, the 40th verse. And It says, Mark 1:40. If you got it, say, I got it. And so it says, and there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, can thou make me clean? So a leper, who is a leper? One who has leprosy. What is leprosy? A highly contagious skin disease. Highly contagious. So if you touch somebody, you got it. What did I say you had to be to be able to decree a thing effectively? You had to be what? In who? In Yeshua. In that right standing. So here we have a leper who has kind of come down to on his knees in front of Yeshua and saying to him, if thou wilt, can thou make me clean? So what is he saying? I know you got the power. I know you got the power to make me clean. Will you? Are you willing to make me clean? And 41st verse says, and Yeshua moved with what? What's another word for compassion? Love. And who is love? Yahweh's love, right? Yeshua moved with compassion, put forth his hand, touched the leper and said unto him, I will. He asking your question. He's answering the question. The question was, wilt, canst thou make me clean? Yeshua said, I will. And he touched him and he said, be thou clean. And guess what? He was clean. Come on, that's so people. I will be thou what? Clean. And we've got to believe that the leper wasn't even supposed to be around him. Right? Nobody was supposed to be around him. It was contagious, but Yeshua had no fear of catching something because he knew that the power of Yahweh was with him. So beyond any fear or any circumstances, Yeshua was crazy enough that the people declare crazy. How dare he just lay hands on the leper? But he was confident enough in the word of Yahweh and his faith that he knew something was going to manifest, and what manifested was the man's healing. What's holding you back from doing something like that? Are you confident enough that you can lay hands on the leper? We got to get to that point. See, but what is keeping us from getting to that point? Go to Proverbs, the 18th chapter. See, there's a holy boldness. There's a bodaciousness when you know that you've got the word on your side, when you've got Yahweh on your side, that you could ever ask for and you can believe for something. There's a confidence level. Why aren't more believers confident? You're a believer. You should be confident. But the enemy, remember, he's using spiritual forces to come against you. And so he's trying to come against your ability to be able to speak the word of Yahweh. And so he doesn't even want it to come out your mouth. And he's trying to stop it before it even comes out. How can he do that? Mishlei, Proverbs 18, chapter 14, verse. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? And you would read that, you'd be like, I'm not sure I understand what that means. So then we read it again and we say, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? What does that really mean? Let's go to another translation here. Let's go to the Message and get a clear picture of what he's saying. And the Message translation says what? And read that with us. A healthy spirit conquers adversity. But what can you do when the spirit is crushed? So if your spirit is healthy, it can deal with any situation. It can speak to any situation. But what the enemy wants to do is to crush your spirit so that words of victory don't even come out of your mouth. So to the person that doesn't want to speak victory, your spirit's crushed. Because if your spirit was fortified and built up in the word of Yahweh, you would have no reservations about speaking the word of Yahweh and expecting the word of Yahweh to actually show up and manifest. But evidently, there's something going on with your spirit. It's not healthy as it should be. So that means the spirit is crushed. What crushes a spirit? Disappointment, condemnation, your background, where you came from. See, the enemy likes to bring up your past. And just when you're about to deliver a word of victory, hold it for a second. You remember what you used to do. You're not worthy enough to even speak a word. Because he knows how to crush a spirit. Remember that thing that happened to you and how you was thinking, no. And you not worthy enough for that to come out your mouth. Just lying. Yahweh said, when we come to him, something happens. He casts our sins as far as the east is from the west. He don't remember them no more. So Yahweh would not bring up your past. He's bringing up your future. But the enemy who wants to crush your spirit, who wants to stop you from decreeing the word of Yahweh, who wants to stop you from having victory manifested in your life, is going to crush your spirit and say, hold up before you say that. Remember who you are, who you used to be. Who has that happened to? He tries to bring your old iniquity on you. Then listen, just because you have a thought, you don't own that thought. Our job is to cast down that evil thought. But the enemy will do this. Well, you had that thought a few minutes ago. So that means something wrong with you. You see, because you had that thought, you're not worthy to even speak his word. So just shut up. You a hypocrite for thinking that. No, I cast that thought down. That was your thought, demon. You ain't got no power over me. What's wrong with you? You trying to remind me of my past, but demon, let me remind you of your future. How dare you? You trying to shut me up? Demon, I'm going to shut you up. And how am I going to shut you up? By using the word of Yahweh. You are under my feet, demon, and I cast you down. I render you inoperative right now in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. How dare you? How dare you? And he just wants to see if you are intelligent enough to use your authority that Yahweh already told you that you had. How dare you try to stop the word of Yahweh going? How dare you try to crush my spirit?
In the name of Yeshua, my spirit is healthy. My spirit is strong. My spirit is victorious. I'm bold. I can speak the word. And he's just looking for a few good saints that believe that they can speak the word. Speak it. Speak the word. I'm telling you right now, speak it. Decree that thing. No. If you got something to decree, stand up. Enemy tried to cripple you. He tried to stop you. Even before that word of victory came out your mouth, he wanted to cripple you. But in the name of Yeshua, you got the power to decree that thing. So right now, I want you to start decreeing. I don't care what it is, put it out.
Father Yahweh, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father Yahweh, we thank you for your word, Father Yahweh. The word that says we have victory in every situation right now, Father Yahweh.
The word that tells us that you've given us authority and power. Hallelujah. So we exercise that authority and that power right now. What we have decreed will manifest in the name of Yeshua. And we believe that. We believe that. We believe that. We receive that. We receive that. So bring it forth, Father Yahweh. Let it manifest. It's already been manifested in the spiritual realm. So we bring it down to heaven. Bring it down here to earth from heaven, Father Yahweh. So right now, Father, every word henceforth that comes out of our mouth is a word of victory. It's a word of triumph. It's a word of confirmation. It's a word of victory, triumph, confirmation in Yeshua's name. We expect you. We expect you, Father. You are the God that will bring it to pass, Father. So we stand on that, Father. We believe it. We receive it. In Yeshua's mighty name, we pray and we thank you for it right now. Oshana. Yay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to make a call to those. You may be seated if you can. It's about relationship. It's the word tells us what's available to us if we're in Yeshua. That's the Savior. And we use his true Hebrew name, Yeshua. And that name means he will save, he will deliver, and he will rescue. So maybe there's someone here that is in need of saving, that is in need of deliverance, that is in need of rescue. That's Yeshua. That's what he does. And so, right now, if you want to connect with the Savior today, that's available. And he just wants you, just like the leper, went to Yeshua and says, hey, I need it. Can you do it? Can you deliver? Can you heal me? And Yeshua told him, I will. So deliverance, salvation is available to you today. All you have to do is want it and ask for it. And if you want that today, raise your hand and we'll pray for you. You can have that today. That's one. That's two. You can have this. This is real life. We need him in life. We can't get through him. Get through life without him. He is the life. He's the way, the truth, the life. Hallelujah. So we have those things raised. Other call would be for those who say, listen, I've had relationship, but I drifted away. I'm not as close as I used to be to the Savior. I want to be closer. I want to rededicate myself. I want to reaffirm. I want to return back. We call that restoration. And just as he is a deliverer, he's a Savior, he's a rescuer, he's also a restorer. So if you're in need of restoration, raise your hand and we'll pray for your restoration today. You can obtain that today, restoration. Okay. So heads are bowed. And just like the enemy tries to use our past and all that other stuff to keep us from our future, he tries to use fear as a tactic. Don't let him use that to crush your spirit. If you raise your hand for any of those reasons, I will meet you down here. We will pray and we will get what you need today. We'll get salvation. We'll get restoration. Come on. We'll get whatever it is that we need. So if you raise your hand, come down here. We'll pray. As I said, we'll pray for you. We'll get it to you. You'll have it. It's available right here, right now.